This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
And what are the things you have been doing so far?
We've been cutting copper pipework, soldering, jointing, bending, measuring up to specifications. It's all been very interesting.
What are the bits and pieces you have most enjoyed from your practical training?
Practical? All of it, really. All of it. Because it's been interesting, you know. I mean, something being done to get hands on how hard is soldering a pipe joint together, you know. You look at all the theory and everything, what everyone tells you, but when you actually feel it and do it yourself, and you realise how easy it is once you put your mind to it. Yeah, brilliant.
And what are the tutors like in ATO Centre?
Our tutor is fantastic. Yeah, his name's Graham, and yeah, I'm very much enjoying how he's teaching. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you get to some centres and you might get a tutor who will say, "This is your work. Carry on. If you have any questions, let me know." And they won't bother coming back to you unless you actually physically go to them and ask the problem. Whereas our tutor here, he's actually walking around and looking to see if you're finding any difficulty with your...
And assisting you to do with the hands-on approach.
That's right, yes.
Well, that's great to know. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Do you have any tips for existing or potential students how they could do better in their training?
Potential students? Yes, sheer determination. That's what you need. You put your mind to it, you can do anything in life, can't you? But you have to be interested in wanting to do it. Otherwise, in my opinion, just a complete waste of time if you're not interested.
Even if they have no experience, that's not a reason for them not to pursue that profession.
No, I haven't got any experience in anything to do with plumbing, so I wouldn't let that put anyone off from it.
And what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified Aqua? What would you like to do?
My plan, I would like to become a full-time professional bathroom fitter, and my plan is to combine it with my existing job and slowly maybe build up reputation over a period of 5 years, and then hopefully I should be able to set up my own proper business and well established by then.
Well, that sounds like a perfect plan for you. But till then, till you finish and become qualified, we wish you best of luck in your training and passing your exams. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.